Parakhov Mishneh Gimel, we're continuing to talk about rabbinic restrictions, not full-blown malachos, but things that are similar to malachos. Either they're a violation of things that it's uvdin dechol, it's very vachadik, it looks like the weekday, or it's too much tircha, we don't want you to be schlepping so much. So we say, ein shorin es achiltis beposhrin. You're not allowed to take chiltis, which was some kind of very sharp legume, which was used either as a spice or as a medicinal herb, and you put it into poshrin, which means lukewarm water, because that's very, it's very similar to the way you would do it on the weekday, but you could put it into chometz, sharp vinegar, and dip your food in it. Ve'ein shorin es harkashinin, and you cannot soak the beans, velo shafno sam, and you can't scratch them to remove the external side, because both of those are ways of separating out the stuff that you don't want. That's a violation of borer. But you can dump it into a basket, even though sometimes the chaff, the bad stuff falls out, but that happens me'elea, unintentionally, indirectly, just on its own. Ein kovernes hatavrin bikvara. You cannot scrape shake out grain using a sifter on Shabbos, because that's the malacha of borer. And you can't put this mixture, because remember, the grain and the chaff, the grain is heavier, the chaff is going to be lighter. So if you put it in a high place so that the chaff will roll down, then it's not okay. That's separating. You can just grab it in a sieve to give it to your animal and throw it into the trough, the avus, and memela to derech agav, some of it will fall away. Mishnah Dalet, further discussions of how to deal with feeding your animals. Gorfin milafnei hapetam, you can scrape out the avus, the trough, mipnei hapetam, before the animal, which is eating. Petam means it's fattening up. And you could slide it to the side because of the refuse, because if the animal is defecating there, it's going to get mixed up in the food. Div Rebdos, that's the Rebdos's opinion. And the Chachamim say, in both cases, it's a problem. In a case where it's an avus, we're talking where it's an avus, it's a trough, it's attached to the ground, we're concerned, the Chacham are concerned that you're going to come smooth it out, which is a violation of Ashvui Gumos. But if it's in a vessel, if it's in a giant, like some kind of container, then it's not a problem. You're not opposed. There's nothing wrong with taking food from one animal to the other. It's not called tiltul shelo l'tzorach. That's totally a permitted way of handling food from one animal and giving it to another animal on Shabbos.